We just skip it and go on. Yes, sir. We good? All right. I know a battery don't go dead, though. Amen. Man, tonight. Romans chapter number 10, verse 14 through 21. I'll talk to you tonight. Good things the gospel brings. I want to look at some good things that the gospel brings. I don't know what you go through in a week. I have no idea. I know what I go through. It's nothing compared to what Jesus went through. But I do know tonight, if you ever get to a place where you find no peace and you find no rest, there is one place you can go to and there's always peace and there's always rest, and that is the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You go there and you read the gospel. You read the gospel according to Matthew, the gospel according to Mark, the gospel according to Luke, and the gospel according to John. You'll find peace in every one of them gospels about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here we come to Paul here in the book of Romans, and he is going to talk about the good things the gospel brings. Good things the gospel brings. This season that we're in, the Christmas season, we're looking for good things. Amen. We got a good giver, and his name's Jesus. He gives good gifts. He don't give bad gifts. He gives good gifts. So tonight, in Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 14, good things the gospel brings. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. The Bible says in Romans 10, 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. And by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not, and I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Father, we love you. We thank you for this night. I thank you for this Christmas season. Lord, I take a moment to pause and pray for Brother Jason Clifton tonight. Father, I lift him up to you tonight. You know the situation in his life. And I pray tonight you touch him and his family in a mighty way. Father, I pray tonight that you anoint him from on high, heal him from the disease that he has, the sickness that he has in his life right now. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray tonight as we go throughout this whole service, all the prayer requests that was mentioned tonight, Father. Lord, I pray you touch people. I pray you touch their heart most of all, Father. I pray you touch their mind. I pray you touch their soul, Father God. Father, I pray tonight as we study this word, Father God, I pray we realize what the gospel brings to our life. Lord, I thank you for the gospel. I thank you for the good news. I thank you for Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you tonight to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, anoint me tonight with the Holy Ghost, Father God, tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that the words that I say be all about you and nothing about me. Father, I thank you for this church family. I thank you, Father God, for this Christmas season. Have your will and way in this church service tonight. We'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory tonight. Lord, I pray tonight. Father God, I pray especially for the families that are hurting. Lord, I pray especially for the ones that have family members that's wayward. And Lord God, they need a touch tonight. Lord, I'd ask you to touch them. Lord, I'd ask you to save them at whatever cost. Lord, whatever cost it costs us tonight, Father, for them to see you tonight, Father, I pray they get there. Lord, I pray tonight if it's flat of their back, I pray they get flat of their back. Father God, whatever it needs tonight, I pray you bring them to the place of repentance in their life. Well, they can know what it is to be born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Thank you for Calvary. And thank you for the blood. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we see in Romans 10, good things the gospel brings. We done knew here in Romans 10 where he talked about that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then we come over here and Paul said, how shall they hear unless somebody goes and tells them? How shall they know? How shall they know? The word of God brings joy to a believer's life. This word tonight brings joy to a believer's life, but especially when one looks at the gospel. You know what the gospel is tonight? It is nothing but the good news. It is the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. Now, I say that tonight to say this. There's a lot of news in the world we live in, but there's not a lot of good news. Can I get a witness tonight? There is a lot of news in the world that we live in. Hey, you can go home and you can turn on CNN, and the news on that, not all of it's going to be good news. You can turn on WCBI, and not all of it's going to be good news. You can turn on WTVA, and not all of it's going to be good news. You can turn on ABC 3340, and not all of it's going to be good news. But I say to you tonight, when you read the gospel, it'll always be good news because it gives the sinner a way out. It gives the man and woman that's bound up in sin, it gives them a way out. It gives them hope. It gives them peace. It gives them rest. It gives them mercy and it gives them grace. And tonight I want to look at the good news because it brings good news. Amen. So tonight he said this in verse number 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. So tonight the gospel is peace, and it brings glad tidings of good things. And tonight what I want to do is, and I just want to slow down, and I want this to be a study and not a preaching, because I want you to know what you have when you accept the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not a maybe, it's not an if, and you do receive this when you look into the gospel. And I want to take the gospel, and I want to take the G, I want to take the O, I want to take the S, I want to take the P, I want to take the E, I want to take the L. And if you take notes tonight, I want you to get this in your life tonight, what the gospel means to you and I tonight. He said it's the gospel of peace tonight. The gospel, when you hear the gospel and it's preached to you, it brings peace to a believer's life. It doesn't bring turmoil. It doesn't bring confusion. It brings peace to a believer's life. If you're in turmoil and you have no peace, get out of the world and get into the book, into the Bible tonight, and understand the gospel that you're saved by tonight. He says in the word tonight, let's just start off. We're going to do a lot of flipping, and I want you to get this tonight, and I want you to pin this down if you're taking notes tonight, because you're going to need to look back on it. Good things the gospel brings. Number one tonight, the G, that, and this, every bit of this is biblical tonight, what I've seen in the book. Number one tonight, the G in that gospel would be the grace of God. The gospel brings the grace of God to us. Tonight, that death, burial, and resurrection, it is the grace of God or the goodness of God. The Bible says tonight, and you can pin down with the grace of God tonight, Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 tonight. The grace of God tonight that is in our life tonight. If you accepted the gospel tonight and you're born again tonight, that grace is inside of you tonight. That goodness of God lives inside of you tonight. Look what the Bible says tonight in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Here it is tonight. For by grace are you saved through faith. Tonight, that grace that we have of God tonight and that gospel is this. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Can I say to you tonight that when we read the gospel tonight, we understand that we are saved by the grace of God. We're saved by His goodness tonight. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That gospel tonight, it is the gift of God tonight. We see tonight that that gospel, it brings one thing tonight. It brings the grace of God down. That death, burial, and resurrection, it brought the grace of God from heaven down to earth. It brought God's grace. It brought His mercy down. And tonight, when an individual gets born again tonight, you have peace tonight because you have the grace of God. That grace of God living in your life. But I want to look at the O tonight. You say, what are you talking about tonight, preacher? That grace of God tonight. But I want to look at tonight also in John 3:16. When you look at the gospel tonight, we see the grace of God, but we also see the opportunity for man. saying, without the gospel, you could not be saved. Tonight, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. If you want to get excited, and I'm talking about really get joyful this time of year, if you look at the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's the grace of God, but it's also an opportunity for man. Tonight, the Bible says in John 3:16, we see that opportunity for man is through that gospel tonight. John 3:16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Man, he loved the world tonight. We're celebrating this Christmas season. And you know, when you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know what? He wouldn't have been born if he wasn't going to go to the cross. Hey, if he wasn't going to go to the cross, he'd have never been born. He was born that we may have a relationship. He was born that we may have a personal relationship with God. He bridged that gap that was made there. And tonight he did it by the gospel. Not only is it the grace of God, but it's the opportunity for man to see the love of God. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Friends, tonight, that what did he give tonight? He didn't give his second best. He gave his best. He didn't give what he had left over. He didn't give what somebody else didn't want tonight. You know what he gave? He gave his best. And he gave us an opportunity because he gave his best. The Bible says that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God had an opportunity tonight in John 3:16. It ain't for certain people. It ain't for a certain clique. It ain't for a certain group. But the Bible says tonight, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the gospel tonight. Amen. He says tonight it's the grace of God, but it's the opportunity for man. He says this, that whosoever believeth in him. Friends, tonight I believe in Jesus Christ. Don't you? Hey, I want you to know tonight that gospel, it did something to my life. It gave me an opportunity when I heard that gospel preached and that peace come unto me and I realized that I was condemned and going to hell, but thank God for the gospel. Hey, that there was a man that hung on a tree and he died for me and he loved me and someday he's coming back and he's going to get me. Amen. Hey, that's an opportunity that I received in my life. I've seen God's goodness through the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Through the gospel. It's the grace of God, but it was my opportunity. I would have never seen God's grace if it wasn't for the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me give you this tonight, the opportunity for man, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You say, how long is that life everlasting? It's forever. How long is everlasting life? It is forever. Forever. He said, preacher, it's temporal. It might be. No. The Bible says it's everlasting. He said, that's your opportunity tonight to believe on that gospel, to believe on that death, burial, and resurrection. And that's what brings you hope. That's what brings you peace. And that's what brings you comfort. And he says tonight, when we get to that place, we see the grace of God, the G in gospel. We see the opportunity for man in the gospel. Then we see that love of God. And he says, here's your opportunity. He said, can I be saved any other way? Oh, no, sir. You have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because there's other gods out there that claim to be God. But there's only one God. That's Jehovah. Hey, look here. There's only one ever come out of that grave, out of that tomb. Amen. There's only one's ever come forth out of that. And that's that gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. So we see tonight good things the gospel brings. Number one, it brings the grace of God and it gives you and I an opportunity. But the S tonight, the G, the O, the S, not only the grace of God that gives us an opportunity, but it's the salvation to man. It's our salvation tonight, that gospel is. We believe the death, burial, and resurrection. We stand on it tonight. We believe that tonight. And can you believe this tonight? A man died, he was buried, and he rose again. His name is Jesus. You say, is that what I have to believe? You got to believe that. That's where your peace comes from. That I know nothing in me is good. My best. He said, my righteousness is as filthy rags. Not my worst is filthy rags. He said, the best I can do. My top is filthy. The best I can do. The top of the line. I'm talking about my best day is filthy. And he says tonight, it's the salvation of man. One is the grace of God. Two is the opportunity for man. Number three is the salvation to man. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 1. I thought you was going to get me when you said 1 Corinthians 15 a while ago. I said, Brother Hagin's fishing to go right to the point. But 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 in verse number 1. I want you to get this tonight. The same one in Corinthians wrote in Romans, the same writer penned it down. And we see the salvation to man is through the death, burial, and resurrection. We see the grace of God in him. We see the opportunity for man in the gospel. And we see the salvation to man. The opportunity for man, but the salvation to man. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 1, the Bible says, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. Paul's telling them at Corinth, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which ye, look here, oh, by which also ye are saved. By which also you are saved. The gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He says this tonight. He said, you received the gospel. He said, by the gospel which I preached unto you, which you have received. Tonight I ask you a question. Have you received the gospel? Yes. If you're saved, you received that gospel. Man, you're talking about good peace, good tidings, good things bringing from that. Man, that'll set a man on fire. You received the gospel. But look here. Not only do you receive it, but you stand on it. He said, you receive it. And you stand on it. You don't waver. There's some doctrinal in this Bible that we go by. And one of the most doctrinal statements that we go by in the Word of God tonight as a church here is the death, is the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We do not waver on that one bit. I believe truly he died on the cross. I believe he was buried. And I believe on that third day he rose again. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. You better be putting that into grandkids. I better be putting that into that baby that's fixing to come. Because there's going to come a day that there's going to be preachers continue to stand and tell you you don't have to go by the gospel. I tell you tonight that you must go by the gospel tonight. You've got to go by the gospel tonight. If you're going to have peace as a Christian and you're going to do what God's called you to do and you're going to be saved and you're going to live a life that is joyful to our Lord. And man, I'm talking about on the mountaintop. I know there's valleys come, but you can look to this gospel. You can see God's grace. You can see God's opportunity. And you can see God's salvation in the gospel. He said you received it, you stand on it, and that's why you're saved. Mr. Neese talked about the gift that was given. The gospel is that gift. The death, burial, and resurrection, that's that gift. Here it is. Let me give you this. The gospel is the virgin birth. We know that. I mean, it's the birth. He was born a virgin. Man's seed was not in there. Sin was not in that. Hey, listen to me. It was not nowhere in that. Jesus was put there by the Holy Ghost and was implanted, was put there in Mary and was born. And he lived 12 years there, we see his life. And then we see from there to 33, when we just see him coming on in his ministry at the age of 30, right at 30 to 33 was his age of his ministry. And I want you to get this tonight. From 30 to 33 is what we see him doing, see him walking and see him talking. And he's always, he's pointing to the cross. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to the cross. And friends, tonight we try to point people to the cross because that is the greatest gift that's ever been given. And we receive that and we stand on it tonight. We stand on knowing that Jesus is our Savior tonight. And that's where that good tidings, that's where that peace comes from, is knowing that he's my Savior tonight. And we stand on that. We receive it and we stand on it. When he was born of a virgin, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. That's the gift. That's the gift, my friend. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. There's the gift. There, it's how simple it is. There is the gift right there. And Paul says there in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, hey, it's the gospel that I preached unto you, and you received it, and you stand on it, and you're saved by it. You're saved by that gospel. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth what? The Lord Jesus. You tell me there ain't a list of things I got to do to be saved, preacher? No, ain't no list. No list. It's already done on Calvary. That I shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had done what to him? Raised him from the dead. That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. You said, no, that ain't hard to believe. You go to the funeral home. You see somebody lay in a casket. You done signed the registry book at the back. Come on, talk to me for a minute here. You done signed the registry book. I'm talking about you done signed it. You went by, hugged the person there at the casket, and walked by. 3 days what y'all done to me. Come on now, this ain't, no. Can I say to you tonight, it takes faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It takes faith tonight to believe that gospel, that he laid his life down. Nobody took it from him, but he laid it down. The Bible says he laid it. He said, I lay it down, and I have the power to raise it back up. Folks, tonight, when that dead body of yours lays down and you get born again, that's the why tonight. When you lay that old man down and God takes that old man from you, he has the power to raise a new man back up. Therefore, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Why? We don't have the power to raise that body up. You know who does? God does. When we call on Jesus Christ and we believe that gospel, we receive that gift, that old man dies and he raises up that new man. That's the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection. We die. Think about this tonight. That's my peace tonight, to know my old man died and was buried. All my sins he cast far as east as west. He buried that old man. And in an instant, like that, he raised that new man back up. I don't know a better gift than that. That I died, he buried me, and he raised me right back up to a new man. We see tonight the gospel tonight. We see that tonight. We see God's grace. We see the opportunity. We see the salvation. But I want to show you something else. It's the peace. It's the peace. It's the peace of God. Look at this tonight as we read the text here and what he says in the text tonight. He said it is the peace of God tonight. Look with me back, if you will, here in the book of Romans chapter number 10. Good things the gospel brings. It brings grace. It brings an opportunity. It brings salvation. And tonight, if you're saved, you ought to have some kind of peace. I understand things are bad. I understand. But there ought to be a little peace somewhere. He says tonight, in verse Romans 10, 15, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. That's what he said. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace. The grace of God, the opportunity for man, the salvation of man, and the peace of God. Turn with me, if you will, note this down. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7. The same writer in the book of Romans, the same writer in Ephesians, the same writer in Corinthians is coming right back to Philippians 4, and he's saying this in chapter number 7 tonight. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7 tonight. I want you to see this. The peace of God. Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the gospel. He's the good news we talk about. If you want peace tonight, you want peace tonight in your heart, and you want peace tonight in your mind through this Christmas season, it'll only come through Christ Jesus. It'll only come through Christ Jesus. And you know what the enemy wants us to do this time of year? He wants our mind, eyes focused off of who? Christ Jesus. We see the peace of God, but the E in gospel, I want you to get this, is the eagerness of God. Have you thought about how eager God is to save somebody? My family, your family. You say there is no hope, preacher. Oh, no, listen to me. He's eager. Can I say tonight, you don't want him saved as much as he does, because you've not gave nothing for him to be saved. I've got to remind myself that. Listen to me tonight. And I'm preaching to myself now. I got to remind myself tonight. As bad as I want to see somebody saved, I've not gave nothing compared to what God gave. God gave his son. He's eager for that individual to be saved. You say, well, I don't know if God wants. Oh, yes. Yes, he is. He is eager. That's why the gospel is there. He's given grace. He's given plenty of opportunities. Look at here tonight. He's given salvation, and he's given peace, and he's eager for somebody to grab a hold of it and taste that goodness of God. That eagerness tonight. God's wanting them saved tonight. Look with me to 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9 tonight. That eagerness that God wants them saved tonight. He wants everyone saved tonight. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. I want to show you this. I love this right here. Love this. 2 Peter 3:9. The eagerness, how eager God is that people be saved. He's serious about it. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. What was his promise? The gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's his promise. He gave. Look what he says here. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. And there's some count it slack that God's not doing what he's supposed to do. If he was God, why would this be happening? Why would that be happening? It's happening because he is God. He's working in his sovereignty. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Not one person. Not one person. Not one. Not one. That's how eager he is tonight. He said, I don't want none. He said, there's so much peace and there's so much good things tied up in this gospel. I don't want not one person to miss out on the goodness. Look what he says. But is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All that's wrapped up in the gospel. Share with you the last thing of the gospel. We see his grace. We see he gives us opportunity and salvation. And he says, if you'll get this, you'll have peace and you'll see my eagerness. But most of all, he says with the L, he says, you'll see my love. The gospel is the love of God. His love. His love tonight. Tonight, I won't say this to you. If you're in here and you don't think nobody loves you, I don't know why. If you think nobody loves you, God loves you. You listen to me tonight. And it don't matter if everybody in the world loves you and everybody on, they may come a day they don't love you, okay? You go against what they think and they won't love you like you think they should. But can I say to you tonight, even when you go against God, he still loves you. This is deep right here, folks. Get it right here. Get it right. When you're not at your best, he still loves you. When you're acting like whatever, I ain't going to go there. Listen to me. Last night we was at the ball game. I got initiated last night into the fan club, to the Jared Knight fan club. I had a little baby Grady on my lap, and I was bouncing him. He just grinned, loving me up. I was loving him up. And I said, uh-oh. Brother Logan said, did he wet on you? I said, just a little. Man, I looked down, it's more than a little. He said, did your love change, preacher? Not a bit. I was glad he done it, initiated me in. I said, what does that mean? What does that mean? Whew, man, it gets me. What does that mean, though? When I mess on God, he still loves me. When you do him wrong and you do him dirty and you do him sorry, he still loves you. You can't do nothing to make God love you. Nothing. Being saved does not make God love you. Listen to me. Get a hold of this. Wrap it up. You better, because there's going to come a day you're going to slip and you're not going to be who you think you are. And if you're not careful, you're going to think you fell out of the arms of God. But God loves you. You can't never love him as much as he loves you. Never put yourself here, because you'll never love God the way God loves you. You say, preacher, are you serious about that? I promise you, he loves you. He didn't love you because you got saved. Don't think because you're saved and you attend this church, he loves you more than somebody else. He doesn't. He doesn't love one more than he loves the other. He loves them all the same. Man, if we get a hold of that, man, that's been on me this week. He loves us all the same. It don't matter what you do, he loves you. You say, oh, no, preacher. Yes, sir. 1 John 4:19, turn there with me. I want to show you this. He loved you. It don't matter if you saved or lost, he loves you. It don't matter if you spit in his face. He loves you. When a man dies and goes to hell, God still loves him. That's the gospel. I want it just to be a study. Man. 1 John 4:19. Listen to this. We love him because. Brother Chad, read it for me. Yes, sir. You didn't initiate it. I didn't initiate it. Never get to a place where you think you've initiated God's love. You didn't. He loved you, and he loved me before I ever loved him. He loved me. He loved me. That is the gospel. He loved me. He said we must love our brothers. It's hard to love people. That's not lovable. That's why God's God. He loves everybody. That's the gospel. But I want to show you, I want to go back, and I know it's going to take just a moment, but I got to get to it. 1 John 5:1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. I want to go back to the text, and I want to show you this tonight. Romans chapter number 10, just back to the text, man. I just got to get that out there, how God loves you. So, oh, how he loves us. You sang that, Brother Connor. I know you sang that song. Oh, he loves us so. Here it is, though. You told me about the gospel. How do I receive it? I'm glad you asked. Verse number 14, the question is this. How then shall they call on him if they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him who they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher. Listen, so then faith cometh by, in verse 17, hearing and hearing by the word of God. Have they not all heard? Oh yeah, every one of them's heard. How? Every man will hear. Every man will hear. Their sound went into all the earth. The gospel, you can look around, you see the gospel. Listen to this tonight. We receive that gospel when we hear it. Now you heard it. Now listen, do not lose me on this, okay? Stay with me. We're talking about God's love. You've heard it tonight. You've heard it. Everybody, when they hear the gospel, here's the key. Here's the main, the punchline. You hear the gospel. Just because you hear, so faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Just because you hear it, does it mean you're going to heaven? No. 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 But he says you got to hear it. You got to understand tonight how much he loves you. And then he says, hearing it is not enough. You got to heed it. You got to heed the warning. You got to heed it. You got to take action again. You got to take action to it. Get it. You got to receive that love. You got to receive what he done. He said, hear it, and then you got to heed it. So are you sure about that, preacher? Look at me in verse number 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Not all of them's obeyed it. Folks, tonight, when you hear the gospel, you've got to heed it. You've got to heed it. You've got to know that's God's grace. You've got to know it's your opportunity for salvation if you're ever going to get peace and see the love of God. It's only through the gospel tonight. He said it brings good things tonight. Not only do you hear it, not only do you heed to it, but you hold on to that gospel. You hold on to that gospel. You hold on to that gospel. You say, are they different gospels? Oh, yeah. There's different good news out there. You don't believe me, they're out there. There are different ways people tell you, but listen to me tonight. The Bible tells me tonight it's by the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection that I'm born again tonight. when I heeded that word, applied it to my heart, asked Jesus Christ to save me, confessed that he was the Lord. You get it now? Now I got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay? The Lord. Okay? See, what are you talking about, preacher? Not only do you hear it, not only do you heed it, but you hold on to that gospel. Look in verse number 18. But I say, have they not all heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But let me. The same writer in Romans is quick to go to the Galatia, to the Galatians. And turn with me there to Galatians chapter number 1 and verse number 7. And we'll close tonight with this. We're talking about the gospel tonight. Just fitting for Christmas. Just fitting. His birth, he was born so we could be born again. That's it. He was born so we could be born again. What needed to be reconciled, he reconciled it. The bridge that needed to be made, he made it. And look what he says here in Galatians chapter number 1 and verse number 7. Let's go to verse 6. Paul tells them, I marvel. He says, I'm blown away. I'm speechless. I can't believe it. What'd you say? You ever been on the phone with somebody and somebody tell you something? You say, I can't believe it. Did you know that? That blows me away. And my mama's favorite line is this. You have her on speakerphone and she'll say, what'd you say? And you tell her again, you say, no, what'd you say? I said, Brandy, can she not hear me? Yeah, she hear you. She just wants to make sure what you said is what you... I said, yes, mother. I marvel or blown away that you're so soon. This is quick, this happens, by the way. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said, Paul said, it blows me away that you're believing something else than what saved you. It's the gospel that saved you. And it blows me away that you're believing some other gospel. And then Paul clears it up here. He don't leave you guessing. Verse 7, he said, which is not another. He says, by the way, what you're moved from and moved to now, that feel good stuff, he said, listen to me tonight, which is not another. Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you, and they would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you that which ye have preached unto you, than that which we preach unto you, let him be a curse. Folks, tonight, the gospel is that good news tonight. The gospel is peace, and it brings good things to your life. You stay lined up with that gospel tonight. You say, preacher, I want to know more about the Bible. Just get to know more about the gospel. I tell you what, get to know the author of the gospel. Get to know the ability of the gospel. Get to know the authority of the gospel. Get to know the accomplishment of the gospel. He said, you're so soon removed from what saved you. Folks, tonight, this Christmas season, we're coming in. We're not coming in it, we're in it. Amen? We're in it tonight. And our peace comes through that gospel tonight. And tonight, I want you to know God loves you so much. And I get stuck on that love sometime because you know what that love does? That love never changes. He said, we love him because he first loved us. That man that's in hell, he loved him all the way there. He didn't send him there. He didn't send him there. The rejection of the gospel sent him there. Tonight, our power lies in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray this week you have a good week. If your peace is getting low, if your joy, whatever, remember that gospel. Remember how much he loves you. Remember that tonight, that God loves you, man. Man, he loves you tonight. We just come across some bridges coming over here to church tonight. And tomorrow we go for, you know what I'm talking about, where they're looking to see what the baby looks like. Brain said, I can't wait to see that baby. I can't wait. to see it in the picture and look at it. You know what I told her coming across through there? I mean, it's okay. I'm ready to go tomorrow and see that picture too. But I told her, I said, I can't wait till I hold him. I can't wait till I hold him. I can't wait till I hold him. You know what? I thank God that he's holding me. I thank God he's holding me tonight. He's my father. And I know how he holds me. I know how he loves me, and he gives me peace that passes all understanding tonight. Tonight, if you don't have that peace, you don't feel that love, that grace, that opportunity in your life, you don't feel that salvation tonight, climb up in his arms. Let him wrap you up. Let him love on you. A while ago, Brother Jerry's little boy thought he had left. And when he seen his daddy, he wrapped up. He had tears. He's crying. Thought his daddy left him. Little fella was upset. And his spiritual goggles, I thought, that's how I am. That's how I am. I think God's left me. Man, I'm out here all alone. Ain't nobody there. And all of a sudden, look up, and there he is. You know what I do? I just wrap my arms around him. I say, oh, you've been there the whole time. Little boy glad to see you, wouldn't he, Brother Jerry? Tears rolling down his face. You know why? Because there's security in the daddy. There's safety in that daddy. And there's salvation in that daddy. And that little boy knows not. As long as daddy's there, ain't nobody going to mess with him. Tonight, can I tell you something? Your heavenly father's right there tonight. Nobody's got the authority to mess with you tonight because he owns you tonight. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. I thank you for the goodness of the gospel. I thank you for the, Father God, the good tidings, the good things that comes from the gospel tonight. Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for the son Jesus that died on that cross tonight, Father. I thank you tonight, Father, that you love me. There's not one thing I can do that changes your love for me. Well, God, tonight you love me. You proved that on the cross of Calvary when you sent Jesus to die for me. Lord, tonight I thank you for that. I thank you that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died. Lord, I pray tonight as we leave this building tonight, we leave with joy and peace in our heart tonight. May have messed up this week, may have stumbled this week. May have gotten the flesh a little bit this week. Oh, Lord God, you still love us. And Lord, I pray tonight that whoever it is tonight thinks they may not be loved, oh, the lover of their soul loves them. And I thank you for that tonight. Bless this church. Bless this congregation. Have your will and way in our lives. We give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name.